call the meeting to order. Welcome to our special city council meeting. We'll begin with a word of prayer. Cody, are you good for that?
Yep, absolutely.
Our dear Father in heaven, we are grateful for the opportunity to be here tonight. We're grateful to be able to gather as a city council and citizens of the city of Duchesne, and we ask you to please guide us in our discussions tonight. Please, we ask a blessing on this town and the people of it, that we may do thy will, and we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, by way of a roll call, which apparently I should have done first, we have a present Jenny Adams, Cody Ivey, Jason Baker, Bryce Hamilton. Absent is Matt Skews and Mayor Rodney Rowley. Also, we have Jessica and Myra here. What's your name?
Zach.
Zach Bertola.
Oh, I know you. Yeah, Zach Bertola. Okay. You were only this old last time I saw you. Okay.
Well, you had black hair last time I saw you.
Yeah, I know.
At least you still got hair.
Before we get into the public hearing, I'm going to read our little information pamphlet for Zach's benefit. This is Proposition 6, Duchesne City. We call it the RAP, Recreation Arts and Parks Tax Reauthorization. The RAP tax is 0.1%, that's 0.1% sales and use tax. For every 10 bucks spent, that's 1 penny goes towards the RAP funded projects. This tax is paid by everyone who shops in Duchesne City, not just residents, but visitors also. The RAP tax provides funding for cultural facilities, recreation facilities, zoological facilities and organizations, if we had one, botanical organizations, cultural arts programs, community upgrades such as parks, pools, trails, ball fields, etc. This is on the ballot because Utah requires voters to reauthorize the RAP tax every 10 years. Duchesne City voters will decide whether to continue or discontinue the existing tax. This is not a new tax. It's been in place and is simply up for reauthorization every 10 years. Key facts, it is not tied to property taxes. If reauthorized, services and funding continue as they are now, with upgrades possible. If not reauthorized, Duchesne City would lose this funding source, making it difficult or impossible to maintain and expand parks, trails, pools, ball field, and recreation services. The ballot question is, shall the city of Duchesne be reauthorized to impose 1/10% RAP tax to fund cultural facilities, recreational facilities, zoological and botanical organizations, cultural organizations, and community improvements such as parks, pools, trails, and ball fields in the city. The RAP tax applies to most taxable retail sales. It does not apply to groceries, prescription medications, nor gasoline. If passed, funds will continue to be used for maintenance of the city pool as well as applied to future projects. These projects include renovation of the Mickelson Building, adding pickleball courts, a recital hall, and a game room. In addition, replacing playground equipment at Roy and Wallace Parks and the addition of a splash pad are under consideration, as well as extending trails such as the Riverwalk. The This is not a new tax. It's been in place for years and is simply up for reauthorization. The wrap tax is paid not only by our residents, but also by everyone who shops in Duchesne City, including visitors passing through, which means the cost is shared broadly while benefits stay here in our community. If reauthorized, wrap funds can be used to upgrade and improve our parks and playgrounds, make needed improvements to our city pool, develop modern recreational facilities, maintain and expand trails, ball fields, and open spaces, support arts and cultural programs that strengthen community pride. Other cities across Utah have successfully used their wrap tax funds to build recreation centers, add ball fields, expand trail systems, restore cultural facilities, and enhance quality of life for the residents. Duchesne City deserves these same opportunities. Voting for the wrap tax means voting for stronger parks, better recreation, and lasting improvements that our families and future generations can enjoy. The end. So we will open our public hearing at 6:06 and we're ready to take comments, questions, et cetera, from anyone in attendance.
What questions do you have, Zach?
No questions. I think it's a great thing. So, first of all, I live at the parks and recs, so I think it's great. More funding, the better.
Okay, we have got one public comment in favor. Suppose that in the absence of any other comments, we can close this public hearing at 6:07. So, mission accomplished. Do you need to say anything in our 15-minute open session, Zach?
Nope, I said what I need to say.
Probably no point in me reading that whole thing to you and taking up more of our time. Do we have anything else we need to talk about?
Just one thing, and maybe this can wait for our next meeting. I don't know, but it needs to. The junior class is wanting to use the Mickelson building again for the Spook Alley for Fourth of July, for Halloween. That would be awesome for 4th of July, right?
It's pretty spooky already, isn't it?
Right, that's why they like using it. I don't know that we really need to, that needs to be a line item or anything,
okay.
But what?
Oh.
I don't think it really needs, I mean, if we're good with it, it's whatever.
So you don't put it in the minutes?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, perfect. Well, I absolutely agree.
What do you guys, do you care?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Cool.
Give them some fun. So are you having them sign any kind of a waiver since it's now in our...
We can, if you want to.
We probably ought to have them sign some kind of liability,
any insurance and coverage. And
yeah. Just that the school will, yeah.
Okay. Can you have Nate throw something up like
no,
that?
No, the school has something.
The school has to
sure.
Okay.
Okay, is that the end of it?
I'll make the motion we adjourn.
Anybody second it?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Do we need to argue about it? Do we need any discussion? That's what I meant. Okay, we have a motion and a second.